The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 27th, 1968, in Seattle.
Worshipping Govindam Adipurusham, Adipurusham, the Supreme Personality of God, original. You have to find out the original. That is called philosophy. Philosophy means searching out the original. Darshan. In Sanskrit word, it is called darshan. To see the original. To find out the original. So the original information is given by Vedanta Sutra. What is that origin? Atha brahma jigyasa. One should be inquisitive to understand about the origin. That is the chance in this human form of life. We do not know the origin. The scientists, they explain perhaps like this, it was like this, perhaps. It might be like this. That is not explanation. So, the direct explanation, is very nice explanation is given by the Vedanta Sutra. What is that origin? The Vedanta Sutra says, janmādhasya jataha. The origin is that from which everything is born. That is origin. Now you have to find out what is that thing from whom everything is born. That is Krishna. The great sages, they have searched out what is that origin, and in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Sarvakarana Karana means the cause of all causes. They have searched out scientifically. They have searched out that Krishna is the origin. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is described, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. There may be different kinds of Bhagavan or the personality of Godhead. Not different kinds, but different expansion, extension. But Krishna is the origin. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. The expansion of Krishna may be understood just like a person. He is at home, a father, a husband, like that. And when he's office, he's boss. Or he is clerk, he is secretary. In this way, a man may be in different position, in different circumstances, but the man is the same. Similarly, Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, might have assumed the form of Vishnu, Narayan, Govinda, so many. But his original form is Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna explains himself, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everyone. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Everything emanates from me. All the energies Just like from the sun globe, the energies are coming out incessantly, just like flows of water. And everything is being created in this material world through the sun sign. Similarly, the signing principle which is emanating from Krishna, which is known as Brahma Jyoti, is the origin of everything. So, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So this Krishna science is a very great science, and Bhagavad Gita explains this Krishna science very nicely, the origin of everything, and we should take advantage of this great book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. It is already known in your country, Bhagavad Gita. There are many editions, but unfortunately sometimes Bhagavad Gita is misinterpreted and people are misled to understand the origin. Therefore, we have the opportunity to publish the Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have entrusted the matter to Messrs. Macmillan Company. They are going to publish the book next month. So try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any interpretation. Then you will understand the origin. So the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita is very nicely stated in the Bhagavad Gita itself. And in our disciplic succession, the Sarva Goswami, the six Goswamis, of whom I offered a prayer in the beginning, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. So, we are publishing another book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So, the printing is complete. That book also will come next month. So, I shall request some of you to read the Teachings to Lord, Teaching to Sanatana Goswami. Will somebody come here?
Really? Yeah. Sit down there. Yeah. Open page number 29. What is that heading?
Teachings to Sanatana Goswami.
Yes, read it.
In the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, we can understand the science of God in the matter of His transcendental form, His opulences, and His devotional service. For everything is being described to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord Himself. By that time, Sanatana fell at the feet of the Lord, and with great humility asked about His own real identity.
Read a little slowly so that, and loudly, so that others can hear.
He spoke as follows. I am born of a lower family. My associations are all abominable, and I am fallen. The most wretched of mankind, I was suffering from the dark well of material enjoyment, and I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. Although in the mundane sphere I am what is known as a great learned man, I am in fact so much fool of a fool that I even accept that I am learned.
I am? I am so much fool that I accept?
Yes.
What is that?
That I am learned.
I am learned. Now, This Sanatana Goswami, he was formerly known as Davir Khan. He was born in a high aristocratic family, Brahmin family, and he was finance minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah, the then Bengal governor of Bengal. It is about 500 years ago that India was governed by the Pathans, Muslims, and in Bengal the governor was known as Nawab Hussain Shah. Under his government, Davir Khan was Minister of Finance. And his brother also, Shakar Malik, he was also a departmental minister. So both the brothers were in very high position. They were great scholar in Sanskrit and Farsi, Urdu. Farsi, Urdu, you know, the language spoken in Arabia, in that part of the world. So they were very good scholar and born in very aristocratic family and associated with rich men, aristocratic persons, because they were ministers, no ordinary person could mix with them. So that was their position. And when they met Lord Chaitanya, they decided to retire from the service and propagate the movement of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. So he resigned from the service. The Nawab was very much sorry. He did not like that he should resign from the service, because the Nawab was so much dependent on his good service, but he decided that I must resign. So somehow or other he got rid of the service and approached Lord Chaitanya in a very humble way. Now he is presenting himself before Lord Chaitanya, that I am very low born, and my association is abominable. And people call me very learned man, and I also accept that I am very learned. But actually, I am not, because I do not know what I am. It is very nice picture, you see. In the Vedas, the injunction is that if anyone wants to understand the transcendental science, he must approach to a bona fide person, a spiritual master, in such humbleness as Sanatana Goswami is approaching. He is born of a very high aristocratic family, but he says that I am born very low. He is very learned man, but he says that people say me learned man, but actually I am not. Just the position. So why is he saying that? That will be explained. Because actual learning means to know oneself. That is the end knowledge. This knowledge that I am American, I am Indian, I am born of this family, I am father of this person, husband of that lady, and this and that, so many designations, that is not real knowledge. Real knowledge is to know oneself. That is being taught by Sanatana Goswami. That I do not know what I am. I am simply identifying myself with this body. And that is not real knowledge. He is presenting in that way. Read next.
You have accepted me as your servant. and you have delivered me from the entanglement of material life. Now you can tell me what my duty is in this liberated state of life.
He was a minister. Now he thinks that after resigning the service, he is feeling liberated, because he hasn't got to obey somebody who is a materialistic person. Therefore he is thinking liberated. And he is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he has accepted as his master, now you have liberated me, now you can say what is my duty. Go on.
In other words, as we see by this plea, liberation is not the final word in perfection.
Yes, here is one point. He says that you have liberated me, now let me know what is my duty. This is very important point. The Mayavadi philosopher, they think that liberation is the ultimate goal. Just like in Buddha philosophy, the Nibbana means annihilation of material existence. They think that as soon as there is annihilation of this material existence, that is the final goal. The Mayavadi philosopher or the impersonalist, they think that not only to get freedom from this material existence, but to remain in spiritual status, jnanam, simply in the knowledge that I am spirit soul. I am merged into the spirit soul. Oh, that is their goal. But here, the Sanatana Goswami, he belongs to the Vaishnava philosophy. He says, now, what is my duty? That means, after liberation, it is not that everything is void or activity is stopped. No. Actually, activity begins after liberation. At the present moment, our activities are not liberated activities. At the present moment, all our activities are conditional. But actually, I am not, because I am spirit soul. Therefore, I am not under material conditions. But somehow or other, I am now put into material conditions. This is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When one is actually liberated, Brahma Bhuta, that is called Brahma Bhuta. When one is not liberated, he is called Jiva Bhuta. Just like we are, ordinary living entities, we are under designations and in the concept of this body, we are thinking everything, but actually I am not this body. I am not matter. I am spirit soul. When this understanding comes, that is the point of liberation. And after that liberation, actual duty begins. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankhati Samasarveshu Bhutesu Matabhakti Lavate Param. Liberation means there is no more anxiety. In the conditioned state, we are always full of anxiety. And the liberated state, just like when a man is attacked with fever, he is always suffering. As soon as the fever is gone, he is liberated. Similarly, the material concept of life, when we are freed from the material concept of life, that is the beginning of our liberation. Actually, liberation will be maintained by liberated activities. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like a man is suffering from some disease, so he cannot act freely. But when he is out of the disease, then he can act freely. To get out of the disease does not mean that there will be no activity. The Buddha philosophy and the Mayavada philosophy say that after liberation, activity stops. But this Vaishnava philosophy says, no, after liberation, real activity begins.
There must be activities of liberation. You might have clearly asked, you have saved me from the entanglement of material existence. Now after liberation, what is my duty? Kindly explain it to me. Sanatan further inquired, who am I? Why are the threefold miseries always giving me trouble? And finally, tell me how I will be relieved from this material entanglement. I do not
know. Now, here is another question. That when our inquiries should be how to get out of the threefold miseries. In the conditioned state, just like an animal. Animal is always suffering. That is a fact. Everyone knows. In the lower grade of life than human being, every animal is always under very strict condition. What is the difference between civilization and not civilization? The difference is that their life is most conditional life. In the civilized life, there is a pinch of liberation. So, what is that statement? Yes, threefold miseries. Threefold miseries are there in every living condition. But when a man is enhanced or advanced in knowledge, he can understand that I am under always threefold miseries. What are those threefold miseries? Miseries that I explained the other day. The threefold miseries means, first, pertaining to the body and mind, and second, miseries inflicted by other living entities, and miseries by nature or higher authorities, just like severe cold or severe heat or famine or earthquake. They are also miseries. This is beyond our control. So, miseries which are beyond our control. So far, bodily disease, mental disturbance, we can get some remedy in our own way. We can go to a psychiatrist or we can go to a doctor and get some medicine and get relief. And so far, miseries from other living entities, we can take protection, we can defend ourselves. But so far, miseries offered by the demigods, Daiva, there is no remedy. If there is all of a sudden here earthquake, there is no remedy. You have to suffer. If there is all of a sudden there is an inundation, you cannot. If there is all of a sudden there is thunderbolt, you cannot make any remedy. So threefold miseries are always there. Either one or two or three. So, Sanatana Goswami is presenting himself that people call me very learned man. But I am so learned that I do not know why I am suffering from these threefold miseries. These questions do not arise. Actually, when people will come to the understanding, when they will inquire that why I am suffering from the threefold miseries, The threefold misery is summarized in Bhagavad Gita by four principles. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darsana. If a man is actually learning and intelligent, he should always see before him that there are four kinds of distresses. What is that? The distress of taking birth, the distress of dying procedure, janmamitta, distress of old age, and distress of disease. So we are very much proud of our advancement of knowledge, but actually there is no solution for these four principles of misery. There is no remedy. They are trying to control birth rate, janma. But still every minute there are increasing, the population of the world is increasing. Similarly, they are trying to save people from death, but still people are dying in hundreds and thousands. And they are trying to get out of this old age, so many medicines, so many cosmetics, but old age is taking place. And so far, disease, we can discover many high-grade medicines, but there is no stoppage of disease. So, one should be very intelligent that there is no remedy for these four kinds of miseries, janma, mrityu, jara, man. And a learned man should be inquisitive, if there is any remedy. So Sanatana Goswami is presenting himself before Lord Chaitanya, that people say that I am a very learned man, but I am so learned man that I do not know what I am and why I am suffering from these miseries, although I do not like to suffer.
I do not know how to question you about the advancement of spiritual life, but I beg that you kindly, mercifully, let me know everything that I should know. This is the process of acceptance of a spiritual master by the disciple. One should approach a spiritual master and humbly submit to him, and then inquire from him about one's spiritual progress. The Lord was pleased by Sanatana's submissive behavior, and he replied as follows: "You have already received benediction from Lord Krishna."
Here is another point, that Sanatana Goswami approached his spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, and he submitted himself in such a way that his spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, was very pleased. So, that should be the point of disciples, how to please the spiritual master. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has composed 8 stanzas as prayers of spiritual master, and in the 7th stanza he says, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If you can please your spiritual master, then you know that God or Krishna is pleased. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Yasya prasadad nagati kutopi. And if you cannot please your spiritual master, then you must know that you do not know your whereabouts, you do not know where you are going. So Sanatana Goswami actually following the disciplic principles. He wanted to please Lord Chaitanya, some message. So please the spiritual master means to approach him submissively, not in a challenging mood. The Bhagavad Gita also explains in this way, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti jnanina tad jnanam tatta darishana. Tad viddhi pranipatena. If you want to understand the spiritual science, then you have to approach to a person where you can completely surrender yourself. Because everyone is proud. Oh, who can teach me? Why shall I go to a spiritual master? I know everything. That is the general mentality. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita gives us direction that you should go to a person where you can fully surrender. So you have to find out a bona fide spiritual master where you can surrender your pride. Then, tad viddhi pranipatena. Pranipatena means surrender. Pariprasnena. If you find out such, if you are fortunate enough to find out some person where you can surrender, then you can put questions before him. That Sanatana Goswami is putting, what is my position? I think that I am very learned man, I am born of very aristocratic family and so on and so on, but actually I do not know what I am. What is my position? This is pariprasna, inquiry. The surrender, inquiry and sevaya. That answer should be received in service mode. These are three formulas. Simple questions will not help us. The question should be put to a person where you have got full surrender and you have got the service mentality. You cannot ask spiritual master or any person whom you think is greater than you in a challenging spirit, then you will be deceived. In a submissive way, you have got right to place questions and with service mode. So, Sanatana Goswami is the vivid example of this disciplic succession. Tadviddhi panipate. In the Vedas also, the same injunction is there. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigachet. If you want to learn the transcendental science, then you must approach to a person who is heavier than guru. Guru means heavier. You don't go to a person who is lighter than you. Heavier. Heavier means heavier in knowledge. The same thing is explained everywhere, and Sanatana Goswami is ideal disciple, and Lord Chaitanya is the ideal teacher, and we should learn how to approach a teacher and what is the qualification of a teacher. Just like Arjuna was talking with Krishna in the beginning on friendly terms, just like a friend talks with his friend. But when he saw that his problem was so great that it could not be solved on friendly talks, it must be seriously understood. So he also surrendered himself. Shishasthiham sadhimam prapanyam. My dear Krishna, now from this point I accept you, my spiritual master, and I surrender unto you. Please teach me. And then he began teaching. These are the process. Then?
And therefore, you know everything, and you are free from all the miseries of material existence. The Lord further replied that because Sanatana was in Krishna consciousness, naturally, by the grace of Krishna, he was already conversant with everything. But because you are humble, a humble devotee, you are asking me to confirm what is already realized by you.
This is another part. Even one thinks that he knows everything, still, he before the spiritual master, he should be blank slate, that I do not know anything. That is the qualification of the disciple. He should approach the spiritual master as if he does not know anything. Go on.
These are the characteristics of a true devotee. In the Narada Bhakti Sutra, it is said that one who is very serious about developing his Krishna consciousness, by the grace of the Lord, has his desire for understanding Krishna fulfilled very soon. The Lord said, "You are a suitable person for protecting the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, it is my duty to instruct you in the science of God."
Here is another point, that one should not accept somebody as spiritual master all of a sudden. At the same time, the spiritual master also should not accept anybody as his disciple immediately. Now, Sanatana Goswami is proving himself that he is qualified disciple, and Lord Chaitanya is accepting him that you are just the suitable person, therefore I shall accept you as my disciple and teach you the science of Krishna consciousness. Yes.
"And I will explain to you everything, step by step. It is the duty of a disciple approaching a spiritual master to inquire about his constitutional position. In conformity to that spiritual process, Sanata has already asked, 'What am I? And why am I suffering from the threefold miseries?' The threefold miseries are called Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, and Adhidaivik. Adhibhautik means caused by the body and mind. Sometimes the living entity suffers bodily, and sometimes he is distressed mentally. Both are Adhibhautik miseries. We experience these miseries even in the womb of our mother. There are many forms of miseries that take advantage of our delicate body and give us pain. Miseries inflicted by other living entities are called adhipatic. These are many living, there are many living entities, such as bugs, born of eggs, that cause us miseries while we are sleeping in bed. There are many living entities, like cockroaches, that sometimes give us pain. And there are other living entities born on different kinds of planets, and they also cause us miseries. So far as adhidaivic miseries are concerned, they originate with the demigods from the higher planets. For instance, sometimes we suffer from serious cold weather. Sometimes we suffer from the thunderbolt. Sometimes from earthquake, tornadoes, droughts, and other natural disasters. So we are always suffering one or another of three kinds of miseries. Sanata's inquiry was, what is the position of the living entities? Why are they always undergoing these three kinds of miseries? Sanatan has admitted his weakness. Although he was known by the mass of people as a greatly learned man, and actually he was a highly learned Sanskrit scholar, and although he accepted the designation of a very learned man given him by the mass of people, yet he did not actually know what his constitutional position was and why he was subjected to the threefold miseries. The necessity of approaching a spiritual master is not a fashion, but is for he who is seriously conscious of the material miseries and who wants to be free of them. It is the duty of such a person to approach the spiritual master. We find similar circumstances in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, this is a very important point, that a spiritual master should not be accepted as a matter of fashion. Somebody thinks that everyone gets a spiritual master, so I may also have some spiritual master. Or I may keep some spiritual master as my pet, just like somebody keeps some pet dog or pet cat. So they want also, somebody must be my spiritual master. and whatever I order him, he will carry. So, such kind of fashionable spiritual master is useless. A spiritual master, it is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam, who requires a spiritual master. That is stated. Tasmat gurum prapaddita, tasmat means therefore. Therefore one should approach a spiritual master. What is that therefore? Jigyasu sreya uttamam. If one is actually inquisitive to understand about the spiritual existence, then he requires a spiritual master. The spiritual master does not mean that he'll teach you how to keep your body fit, how you can reduce your fat, how you can remain a young man, so many nonsense. This is not the duty of the spiritual master. However, you may try to keep your body fit. How long you shall keep your body fit? As soon as you are born, the death is also born along with you. Suppose one man is 25 years old, that means he has already died 25 years. So you cannot protect yourself from death. However, you may become very strong, stout. Therefore, actual education, actual spiritual knowledge begins as in the stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is that when Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, he immediately said, that, my dear Arjuna, you are posing yourself as a very learned man, but you are fool number one. Why? Not because you are identifying yourself with this body. Asachyananasuchastam prajnavadam suhasas. My dear Arjuna, you are talking just like a very learned man, but you are lamenting on the subject matter of your body. Gatasuna gatasunsta nanu sochanti pandita. Actually, one who is learned, he has no necessity for lamenting on the subject, on the body, either living or dead. So the whole process of education in the materialistic way of civilization is on the body. How to keep the body fit, how to avoid death, how to avoid disease, simply concentration on the body. So, this bodily concept of life is immediately discouraged in the Bhagavad Gita. Asachyanam sochastam prajnavadam subhasase gatasuna gatasunsa nanu sochanti pandita. Pandita, that those who are learned, they are not affected by this body, either dead or alive. So that means one should be inquisitive to learn about the soul which is sitting in the body. That is real knowledge. So one who is inquisitive about understanding that knowledge, he requires a spiritual master. Not that one who wants to keep this body fit or wants to reduce fat. No. For him there is no necessity of spiritual master. That is, he can go to a doctor or a medical physician. That's how he can advise. What is the use of going to a spiritual master? Spiritual master means jigyasu sreya uttamam. Who can teach you about the highest benediction, he is spiritual master. So we shall discuss in next meeting. This is very interesting. You will be profited if you please come and hear. Any question? Yes?
These days there are so many men who are claiming to have found the Absolute, who are claiming to be spiritual masters in their own right. How does one tell who is a bona fide spiritual master?
Yeah. What is your idea, a bona fide spiritual master?
One who can teach the Absolute.
So, the spiritual master, just like Krishna, is spiritual master. And Lord Chaitanya is spiritual master. We are talking about Lord Chaitanya's teaching to Sanatana Goswami. That means Lord Chaitanya is the spiritual master. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find Arjuna is taught by Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. So, there is no difficulty to understand who is spiritual master. Is there any difficulty? Because we see that Lord Chaitanya is teaching Sanatana Goswami and Krishna is teaching Arjuna. So, both Lord Chaitanya and Krishna are spiritual master. Is there any difficulty to understand? So, anyone who represents Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, he is spiritual master. That's all. Anyone who speaks exactly what Lord Chaitanya said, exactly what Krishna said, then he is spiritual master. Just like a teacher who says that I have passed MA. Now what is the proof? That means if he speaks exactly like persons who had passed MA examination, then he is MA. A medical practitioner who is approved by other medical practitioners in the medical college, he is medical practice. Similarly, if you want to test who is spiritual master, you have to see the standard spiritual master, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and similar. Even Lord Jesus Christ, there are Lord Buddha, they are also spiritual masters. But they spoke in different circumstances, that is different thing. But if you want to know who is a spiritual master, then you have to test him whether he is speaking exactly like the bona fide spiritual master. See, Narottam Das Thakur has explained about this, who is spiritual master. What is that? He says, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Tinete Koriya Oikya. If you want to advance yourself in spiritual science, then you have to test these three things. What is that? Sadhu, saintly person. Sadhu, Shastra, scriptures. And spiritual master. Now suppose you want to know who is the spiritual master, then you have to test whether he is speaking just like other saintly persons and whether he is following scriptures, sadhu shastra. So, you have to test a spiritual master by corroborating whether he is speaking according to the scriptural injunction, whether he is speaking to other saintly persons. So any in the world, anywhere you go, these standard spiritual master, take it, Lord Jesus Christ, or Buddha, or Shankara, or Ramanujacharya, or Chaitanya, nobody will say that you make adjustment here and live peacefully. Everyone will say that you have to extinguish this material existence. Lord Buddha says Nirvana, Shankara says Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, and Krishna says, Sarva dhanman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. Lord Jesus Christ says that you have to go to the kingdom of God, just come with me. So nobody says that let us make a United Nation organization and stick up to thousands of flags and let there be peace and prosperity and let the war go on in any part of the world. That is not spiritual master. Spiritual master means that he is interested with the other world beyond this material. That is spiritual master.
Yes.
Master means who is master of the science. That's all. He must know everything of spiritual life. That is master.